K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Daniel. I need your help.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
What's wrong?
You know, okay, I went on this, I would say it was a great date with this girl, Sylvia. I took her out, and now she's not going out for a second day with me. I don't know what I did wrong.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, did you guys know each other before, or were you set
you know,
up? Or?
I saw her randomly outside, and I smiled at her. She was walking out to her car, and I said, you know what? I'm going for it. And I ran across the parking lot.
Aww.
Gave her my phone number. She called me. We went on our first date. Then after that, nothing.
That's kind of vague.
Are you worried you did something wrong? You said you don't know what you did wrong.
Well, she was acting like it. You know when you get those vibes from people?
Yeah.
Probably gets the vibes a lot. Vibes.
Yeah, that does happen. What's her name?
Her name is Sylvia.
Okay.
Sylvia. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, here's how it works, man. What we can do is we can give Sylvia a call. Now, if she picks up the phone, we'll have her on the air here in about 8 to 10 minutes for you. So hold on. We're going to grab her number off the air and give her a call, okay?
Great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Daniel, where'd you guys go eat?
We went to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh,
they have such good prime rib there.
Then your girl offered some steak, right?
Nothing says love like cow.
Well, let's find out what she says here. All phone's right. Ringing, so be real quiet for us, all right?
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, Sylvia.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. Who's this?
This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hey, I love you guys.
Yay.
Do you?
Aw. Yeah.
We always like to hear that.
Yeah, I see the van since Kid Country went away. I've seen him a lot.
Yeah, well, good. You live up in Springfield then?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Hey, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Sylvia, we got to talk to maybe a newly acquainted friend of yours, Daniel, who said you guys went out, had something to eat. He mentioned something about Texas Roadhouse, one of my faves, and he's just curious about what happened to you. He can't seem to find you and get you going on another date with him.
Yeah, you've gone AWOL, girl.
He didn't tell you why?
No, he's perplexed.
Yes, he's trying to figure out why.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess it all started. We were in the parking lot, and I was pretty impressed with him. We had, you know, made a connection or whatever, and he ran across the parking lot, you know, on second thought, I guess, and gave me his number. And I thought that was a pretty bold and awesome move, so I gave him a call, and we had a really good time on our date. He did talk about himself a lot, which I was kind of surprised about. He builds homes in Beaver Creek and the Green, and
ooh.
He just, you know, yeah, it's pretty impressive. But then he started talking about this new car that he wanted and that he wanted to go on a cruise, and I just thought, I don't know, I liked his charm, but he seemed a little full of himself, to be quite honest. Yeah, so then, you know, we were going to go see a movie after we went out, and he just asked me if he could swing by the Jeff Weiler Auto Mall to look at this car, show me this car that he was going to get.
Ooh, trying to impress you, yeah.
I know. It was pretty great because, you know, he mentioned, you know, we'll take it for a ride after, you know, we go in there or whatnot. But anyway, the salesman approached and he asked for a different guy. So, you know, whatever. And the guy walked up and immediately said, are you ready to sign the papers? Which I thought we were just kind of looking at the car, but I guess he had gone a little further with it. And so he asked if I cared if he signed the papers and said it would only take about 30 minutes, which was fine with me. You know, go with the flow. It got a little strange. He went to the desk and I was waiting in the showroom for a while. He came back and said they were processing the paperwork. He got me a snack, which was very nice. But he said that they asked him for another person's signature on the paperwork.
Uh-oh.
Co-signer or something?
Yeah, well, he didn't really go into details. He kind of like kept it vague. He said it was weird because he had good credit, and did I mind putting my name down there so that he could take the car home today? Because otherwise they were going to like scratch that deal for the day.
Okay.
And so I thought that was kind of strange, seeing as how we had just met.
Wait a minute. He wanted you to sign it?
Well, That's the thing. He said it was kind of like co-signing, but he was leasing it.
Kind of so, like?
What?
Yeah. He said kind of like co-signing, but he was leasing it. So if he ever lost all of his money, they wouldn't come after me. They would just take the car. And I got really uncomfortable with that.
Ooh.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. So he went back to the sales desk, and I ended up just going back to my car. Cause I, the whole thing turned around at that point, you know. So I was waiting in my car then, and I just decided to call him and get out of this situation because I didn't want to be pressured into that. I had just met him, and I thought he was really cool, but maybe his boldness was, you know, pointed in the wrong direction. I don't know.
So what'd you tell him when you left? Did you even call him back or what?
Well, I did. I called him and I said, listen, I got to get home. I'm just not feeling well.
Oh.
And, you know, I needed to get home.
Hmm. So you were lying the entire time, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Guess who that is?
Daniel?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's Daniel.
He was just kind of listening. He wanted to hear what you had to say, so he's been on the phone the whole time.
Daniel, I had a really good time with you, but what do you expect? I mean,
how about a phone call?
You're in a really bad situation.
How about being honest? How does that sound?
How about you being honest? That's why I had to start, you know, being dishonest, because I felt like you were lying to me.
being quote-unquote vague is not the same as being a liar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you were saying that it was kind of like co-signing.
That's what they told me, so that's what I was telling you. If you didn't want to do anything like that, you could have just been nicer about it.
Listen, I tried to be nice. I just tried to get out of the situation, all right? I wasn't mean to you. I just ran, and maybe that's not the most noble thing, but what was I supposed to do in that situation?
I just kind of wonder if you were stalking her in the Meijer store looking for a potential co-signer.
Right. Just like it was a scam going on here?
No, that's not the guy that I am.
Look at what's in her grocery cart. Right. Oh, she can afford it.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, but Daniel, do you get this? How am I supposed to know that about you? We just met.
You know what? Fair enough. Maybe I was a little bit too hasty. I wanted to impress you a little bit. I'm sorry that I wanted to, you know, do something a little bit more wild and fun. Maybe co-signing wasn't your first idea about that.
It wouldn't be mine, Daniel, to be honest with you. That doesn't sound like being whoo out there. Okay, this is sufficiently awkward.
It is a little awkward, the awkward silence there.
I don't think there's a chance at second dates. Do you guys?
No.
All around.
All right,
four
guys.
No's.
Well, good luck with that, Daniel, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Did you ever get the car?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I wonder who's... No, don't want to know.
No, don't even ask.
Don't want to know. Sylvia, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you.